诗篇七十五篇。
Let's first turn to the Psalm 75.
七十五篇也是一篇很短的诗篇。
Psalm 75 is pretty short.
我们一起把它念过一次哈。
So we'll read it over first.
所以我念中文啊，然后请翻译的姐妹念英文。诗篇七十五篇。
Psalm 75.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，我们称谢你，我们称谢你，因为你的名相近，人都述说你奇妙的作为。第二节。我到了所定的日期，必按正直施行审判，地和其上的居民都消化了，我曾立了地的柱子。第四节。我对狂傲人说，不要行事狂傲，对凶恶人说，不要举脚，不要把你们的脚高举，不要挺着颈项说话。第六节。因为高举非从东，非从西，也非从南而来。第七节。唯有神断定，他使这人降卑，使那人升高。主手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，他倒出来，地上的恶人必都喝这酒的渣子，而且喝尽。第九节。但我要宣扬直到永远，我要歌颂雅各的神。恶人的脚我要砍断，唯有义人的脚必被高举。请念。
Verse 1. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your wondrous works declares that your name is near. 2. When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. 3. The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly. 4. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. 5. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. 6. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. 7. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. 8. And in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely its dregs shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. 9. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. 10. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted.
谢神。
Amen.
那这一首诗，我们可以看到，它的一个重点就是在第一节。
So the right out from the back, verse 1 is very important.
那这里他在告诉我们，我们要高声的来称谢神。
Here tells us that we need to give thanks to God.
那这个诗人这么说，为什么呢？为什么我们应当要高声的来称谢神呢？
Why do we need to give thanks to God?
其实这个最后一句话第十节就是恶人的脚必被砍折断，义人的脚必被高举。
We need to give thanks to God because in verse 10, in conclusion, already tells us all the horns of the wicked God will cut off, but the horns of the righteous God will exalt.
所以这里呢也再一次的在阐述，在强调着神的公义。
So this psalm emphasizes the righteousness of God.
那同时呢在这里也在叙述着神跟以色列人的关系。
It also describes the relationship between the Israelites and God.
在第一节的后半段这样说，因为你的名相近，人都述说你奇妙的作为。
In the second part of verse 1 says, for your wondrous works declares that your name is near.
神的名与谁相近呢？
So God's name is very close to what?
是与谁的哈？to who 哈？那我们来看一下生命记第四章。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第四章。
Verse 4, chapter 4, Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7, sorry.
第七节。 生命记四章第七节
Verse 7，
这里说哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像主我们的神在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？
7. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him?
在这里摩西告诉以色列人。
So here is what Moses told his Israelites.
将来你们进去迦南地居住以后，如果你们好好的遵守神的律例典章，
Moses advised his people, when you enter the land of Canaan, remember to keep the commandments of God.
那里边周围的列邦列国的百姓就会这么样的称赞你们。
If you were able to keep the commandments of God and observe all his laws and decrees, then all the nations around us will be able to look up to us.
在第六节最后一句话说这个国的人，这个大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。
Then all the peoples around the Israelites will be able to declare, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
That's
describing verse 6.
为什么他们会有智慧有聪明呢？
So how is this nation going to be able to claim to be wise and understanding?
第七节就告诉我们因为他们的神跟他们非常的亲近。
It explains in verse 7, because God is so near to it. This God has a very close relationship with this nation.
尤其是他们随时可以求告神，那神的名与他们同在。
As to this, the people can call upon him anytime, everywhere, anywhere.
那么他们的祈求神就回应他们。
And God will listen to their cry and listen to their petitions.
我们在这个历史上，在大卫的身上，我们都可以看到神怎么样回应这些王以及百姓的祈求。
In the history, we can see that how God responds to all the kings and especially David.
让他们能够不需要用人的力量能够战胜敌人。
So that they know to rely on God to overcome any obstacles and battles, not by their own power.
那他们是怎么样让神跟他们相近呢？
So how do they achieve that very close relationship with God?
也就是他们愿意来遵行神的律例典章。
That is because they were able to observe and keep the commandments of law.
那这样子他们在生活上就可以体验到神与他们同在的各样奇妙的事情。
So they were able to experience the grace of God in everything they did in their daily life.
所以呢在诗篇七十五篇第一节最后一句话就会说
So back to Psalm 75 and last verse 10.
第一节的最后一
段话 the last part of verse 1.
他就说人都述说你奇妙的作为。
So here it says that people will be declaring God's wondrous work.
因为百姓呼求神的回应。
Because the people are able to call out to God and God will respond.
那就会看到许多神奇妙的作为。
So they could see all the wondrous works by God.
在古代神奇妙的作为是用神迹奇事的方式来显现。
In the ancient time, in the Old Testament time, people need to see miracles in order to see God's wondrous work.
就是说神用他的这个各样的这个神迹奇事来显明他的奇妙。
So God used all the signs and wondrous miracles to show his grace.
我们来看出埃及记第三章。
We can, for example, let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章的二十节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 20.
二十节这里说我必伸手在埃及中间施行我一切的奇事攻击那地然后才容他然后他才容你们去。
So Verse 20, so I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst, and after that, he will let you go.
这个是神告诉摩西啊，神要差遣摩西去拯救以色列人。
So when God sent Moses to deliver the Israelites, this is what he told him.
然后呢，在埃及地，他要行出起许多的奇事。
So God told Moses that he will perform lots of wonders.
那我们都知道这一切就是后来在出埃及记里边所叙述的十个灾。
And those wonders were all recorded in the book of Exodus, which included the 10 plagues.
那这十个灾的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of the 10 plagues?
我们来看第九章的十六节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 9.
九章的十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节这里说，其实我叫你存立，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
16. Exodus 9, verse 16. But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth.
本来呢，神是可以全然的毁灭这个埃及人呢。
God could have just simply wiped out the whole Egypt.
因为神是我们可以看到神在埃及地所展现的，就是他能够掌控这个世界上的一切。
Through all the wonders that he performed in Egypt, it is clear that everything on earth is under God's control.
他可以控制气候。
He could control the weather.
他甚至可以控制这些动物，甚至小小的昆虫的移动。
He could control all the creatures on earth, including the little insects.
让这些生物，让这些天气造成这个埃及地许多的毁坏。
He controlled all these natural phenomena, turn them into natural disasters against the Egyptians.
所以呢，会让我们有一个印象，如果神真的要夺取人的命，要毁灭一个国是非常容易的事情。
So it is very clear to us, if God is willing, it is really easy for him to destroy anything in this world.
但是呢，神却没有这样子轻易的就把全地毁灭了。
But God did not choose to destroy everything.
那为什么十六节这里说？
So why is that? Then verse 16, explain that to us.
说神呢，叫这些百姓还是有人继续能够存活下来。
God allows people to continue to live.
为什么呢？就是要让这个世界上的人能够见证他的大能。
Why is that? Because he wants the people to testify and declare his power.
当时候他的目的就是要让这些埃及地的人认识谁才是天上的真神。
He wants people to recognize who is the true God in this world.
因为在当时的埃及地有敬拜许许多多的这些偶像，把他们当作是天上的神呢。
Because in the land of Egypt at the time, the people worshipped many things, many idols.
有些偶像呢是掌管气候的。
Some of the idols they think could control the weather.
有些偶像呢是掌管各式各样的动物的。
And some of the idols they think could control all kinds of animals.
但是呢，神却向他们显明，并不是这样子的是天上的神。
But here God proved to them that it's not correct. All the things on earth were controlled by God.
不是是借着以色列人在传扬给你们的这位神。
It is through the mouth of the Israelites that they declare this is the true God.
不是你们自己选择自己用手制造的这些偶像。
They are not the true God is not those who you pick, you select, and you create, and make those idols for yourselves.
那我们可以看到神在埃及地所显的这些奇事，真的是传遍了各地。
Indeed. The wonders that God performed in the land of Egypt have already been proclaim all over the earth.
啊，所以迦南地的人呐、啊，听到以色列人要来啊，他们心都圣经描述说，他们的心都消化。
消化。
Melt.
Oh. Dissolve. So when the inhabitants in the land of Canaan heard about what God did in Egypt, their hearts all melted.
啊，也就是说，他们就完全丧失了意志，丧失了斗志了。
In other words, they were completely petrified, and they lost the will to fight.
啊，所以呢，他们觉得啊，糟了，这下子以色列人来，我们都死定了。
Because they understood who they were up against, and they have no chance to stand up to the Israelites' God.
所以呢，这就是在古代啊，神怎么样用他的大权能来彰显啊他的能力，让他的名传扬。
So this is how God proclaimed His power and His name in the Old Testament time in the land of Egypt through all His wonders.
啊，他的目标先是让世人能够了解到底谁是那位创造天地万物、掌控一切的神。
His purpose was to make known to the people of the earth to understand who is the true God, who was that they can declare His name.
嗯，那接下来神所要展现的奇妙作为，就是他如何的可以让世人啊脱离死亡。
The second thing is God wanted to show manifest to the people that how he was the only solution for death.
啊，所以在啊。主耶稣的时候啊，道成了肉身来到这个世上。
So when Jesus came to the world in flesh,
啊，他的目的啊，就是要彰显啊，他可以将世人啊从死亡啊拯救出来。
The purpose for Jesus to come to the world in flesh so that he could deliver the mankind from the bondage of sin and death.
他的作为做法也是让世人啊感到非常难以理解的。
And I'm sorry, what?
难以理解。
Oh, even though his doing at the time was very difficult for many people to comprehend.
啊，甚至于世人觉得啊这件事情啊怎么这么样的愚笨。
Some may even think it's foolish.
啊，怎么是来到这个世界上，竟然是被钉在十字架上呢
？Some people even ridicule the fact that Jesus, if Jesus was God Himself, came to the world, why would He need to be dead on the cross again？
啊，但是却没有想到，原来他为我们钉在十字架上，就是要背负我们死的工价。
Little did these people understood the reason Jesus had to die on the cross was to redeem our sins.
就因为他这么样谦卑的顺服在神的这个律法之下。
Because it was all because Jesus was so humble that he followed God's will and to be willing to be crucified.
因为神的旨意神的律例典章就是告诉我们啊，这个死亡这个罪的赦免就是要借着流血。
Because according to God's law, sin can only be redeemed by sacrificial blood.
啊，但是呢，世人啊却没有办法啊来拯救自己。
So people cannot save their own souls.
因此呢，神就自己预备了一个啊，合乎他旨意、合乎他标准的啊羊羔。
So God had to prepare. Only God can. God had to prepare for us a sacrificial lamb that is actually meeting His standard.
啊，为我们啊流出啊这个宝血啊，为我们牺牲啊，让我们啊能够有。从死里复活的、啊、这个方式
so that this sacrificial lamb could shed the blood could die for us to redeem our sins to deliver us from the sins、
啊、这个就是神最奇妙的作为
so that is the most wondrous work of God、
啊、那这也告诉我们我们的神与我们是非常的接近
Therefore, it also tells us how close God is to us.
啊，因为主耶稣也应许我们啊，说只要我们奉他的名祈求啊，那我们他就会应允我们。
Because God also promised us that if we pray in His name, He will answer to our prayers.
啊，那的确，我想我们弟兄姐妹啊，及我们许许多多啊弟兄姐妹的见证，都告诉我们，我们的祈求的确蒙神的应允。
And indeed, through many testimonies of our brothers and sisters, that we know how God would answer to our prayers.
所以我们是不是啊时常纪念这些事情？我们心中是不是就像这个诗人一样？充满了感谢。
So are we like those brothers and sisters who often testifies, who often count our blessings and remember His our grace?
啊，那我们是不是也为啊非常啊感念神的恩典而不断的时常的来述说他奇妙的作为
？Do we often testify for Him because we remember His grace and count our blessings?And declare to people around us.
在诗篇七十五篇啊，第二节跟第三节。
So back to Psalm 75, verse 2 and 3.
啊，第二节、第三节，这里突然间我们看到啊，这个用我来叙述。
So verse 2 and 3 is now back to the I statement.
啊，那我们如果看这个内容啊，我们会发现，我们会觉得。这个似乎不是诗人在叙述他自己了。
So the narrator has changed. It's no longer the psalmist's voice.
啊，因为呢，这个诗人呢，绝对没有办法按正直来施行审判呢。
Because the author himself, the psalmist, cannot make that kind of statement.
啊，因为这个诗人绝对也不能夸耀说他立了地的柱子啊。
In no way the psalmist, the author, could say, "I set up the pillars of the world."
啊，所以在这里，诗人就是啊，在叙述啊神啊所做的事。
So here, the psalmist wrote, what God would say.
啊，第二节说啊，到了所定的日期，必按正直施行审判。
So here, God says, "When I chose the proper time, I will judge uprightly."
啊。当我们、啊、看到这样的句子呢，我们都会想到，哎呀，《启示录》里面的世界末日。
So when we hear the word judge, it reminds us to relate back to the book of Revelation, the Judgment Day.
啊，但是呢，在圣经里面，在历史上，神是不是也曾经施行了审判呢
？But in the history of the Bible, did God ever exercise His judgment?
啊，我们最近中文晚上的查经呢、啊，已经查到以斯拉记。
Recently, the Chinese Bible Study Group is entering the Book of Ezra.
啊，那在这以前呢，是在查考历代志下。
And before the Book of Ezra, the Chinese group was studying Second Chronicles.
啊，那从历代志下一直到以斯拉记，我们所看到的就是犹大国的。灭亡以及犹大国的复兴。
The whole histories during the Second Chronicles and the Book of Ezra was all about the destruction of the Southern Kingdom Judah and the restore of the Judah.
啊，那我们所看到的就是神按着他的正直，按着他的公义，审判了他自己的百姓。
In the history, we could see God's judgment, God's righteous judgment and His mercy.
啊、那他神审判他的百姓也是经过了好久的一段日子了。
And the judgment came after a long time through God's mercifulness.、
啊、如果我们、啊、稍微的、啊、或许做一下计算，从所罗门王时代、啊、一直到、啊、犹大国被毁灭。
If we want to look at the timeline a little bit and count the time,Starting from King Solomon, all the way till the destruction of Judah.
啊，大约是四百多年。
四百多年。It took about 400 some years.
我如果没记错，我算一算，大约差不多480年左右了。
If I remember it correctly, it was around 480 some years.
那我们想一想，在出埃及记的时候，曾经有记载说，当以色列人出埃及，就是430年以后。
And if we look back to the time of Exodus, the Israelites left Egypt after 430 years in Egypt.
就是他们在埃及430年以后，他们离开了埃及。
So after the Israelites lived in Egypt for 430 years, they finally left Egypt.
那摩西告诉以色列百姓说，你们能够进去这块应许之地，不是因为你们的义。
And Moses told the Israelites that you are able to enter the land of Canaan not because of your righteousness.
而是因为这地的百姓的恶。
But it's because the wickedness of the land.
所以当神告诉亚伯拉罕说，我要将这一块地赐给你的时候，他说，这个地的恶呢，还没有满盈呢。
When God made the promise to Abraham that his descendants will enter the land, but not till then because the wickedness of the land is not yet filled.
所以把这些信息加起来，我们就知道神让以色列人成为他审判迦南地百姓的这个工具。
So if we add up to all these informations, we could see that God used the Israelites to judge the inhabitants of the land of Canaan.
经过了400多年，神让迦南人有机会来寻求神。
So for 400 some years, God gave the inhabitants in the land of Canaan to have the opportunity to look for the true God, to worship the true God.
那时间到了，神的审判就会来临。
But when time comes, God will place the judgment for those who still do not worship the true God.
那神不是只对不信神的人这样子的做。
God doesn't just judge the people who don't believe in God.
神对他自己的百姓，他也是同样的用正直来审判。
God also exercise his righteous judgments on his people.
所以同样的，神也给以色列百姓四百多年的时光。
God also gave the Israelites 400 some years to repent.
在这一段期间，神不断差遣着他的工人来警告，来拯救他的百姓。
God continued to send prophets to advise the Israelites, to warn the Israelites before its destruction.
但是终究当这些百姓不愿意回转的时候就是神审判的时刻。
But when the Israelites failed to repent, then God's judgment came upon them.
那当神审判的时候这个地和其上的居民都是没有办法站立得住的。
And when God placed the judgment, no place on earth or people could withstand it.
所以呢，在诗篇七十五篇第三节又用消化这个字眼来叙述。
And that's why in verse 3 of Psalm 75, it described the earth and all its inhabitants are all dissolved.
那这个消化的意思就好像这个蜡遇到热，它就融化掉了。
What does it mean to be dissolved? It's like things being melted, like the candle will be melted under the heat.
所以呢，如果我们去那个所谓的蜡像博物馆我们看到很多的这些人像或是一些东西都是用蜡做的，他们可以站立。
Have you seen those the wax museums where they created those human replicas? Used with the wax.
但是呢，一碰到火灾碰到火蜡全部都融掉了。
But wax could not resist heat, so wax will melt under the heat.
也就是在用这样的方式来告诉我们，人在神的面前当接受审判的时候是没有办法站立的。
So it's an analogy to describe that how human will not be able to, or anything on earth will not be able to withstand the judgment of God.
但是第三节下半段却说神 立了地的柱子。
And yet, God says, I set up its pillars firmly.
啊，或是说呢，啊，神将这个柱子呢，把它啊，就是 hold firm 啊，就是把它紧紧的啊抓住了，所以呢，它就不会倒下去。
So here, God, even though all the inhabitants are dissolved, and yet, God makes sure the pillars are standing firmly.
啊，在圣经里面啊是这样子的记载。
So this is what the Bible records.
啊，就是说这个我们看一些诗篇啊，或是一些叙述，啊，这个地就是用这个地的柱子撑住的。
If we look at the other description in Psalms, it usually will describe how the earth is being upholded by pillars.
啊，所以呢，啊，这个柱子指的就是神的标准啊。
And the pillars is the analogy to is the analogy of God's decrees and laws.
啊，就是神的话语啊。
And that is the teachings of God's words.
啊，创世纪告诉我们啊，这个世界是借着神的话所创造出来的。
Because in the Genesis, it tells us God uses words to create the world.
啊，这个世界之所以能够稳定的运行，也是因为神的话安定在天。
Because the whole world could function, the whole universe could function because of God's words. God's words enable it.
啊，我们不用去看得太远，我们单单用我们现在啊，对我们的太阳系的了解，我们就可以看到神的奇妙。
We don't have to look too far. Just look at our own solar system. How the whole solar system function is all about God's wondrous words.
啊，怎么到底是发生了什么事情，让这个所谓的啊，现在是八大行星啊环绕的啊太阳在运行呢
？How was that possible?What was that power and magic to enable eight planets orbiting around the sun?
啊，并且呢，都是有周期性的。
And orbiting with regular cycles.
啊，也很奇妙的，竟然每一个行星啊，周围似乎都还有一些啊伴随的星球，譬如说地球的月亮。
And then, interestingly, most the planets all have.Satellites to orbit around it, such as moon orbits around the earth.
啊，那借着这些星球啊，这个周期的运转，让我们可以定时间，让我们可以定啊这个季节。
Because of the regular cycles of the planets orbiting around the earth, and then the satellites orbiting around because of the planets orbiting around the sun.And then the satellite orbiting around the Earth allow us to have regular cycles and therefore creating all the seasons and the good climates for human to live.
啊，这一切呢，创世纪第一章就告诉我们呢，神的创造，因此啊，我们就可以定时间，我们可以定季节。
So there's a time for everything. It's all because of God's wonderful creations and so that we could live in due season.
啊，任何一点微妙的变化啊，都会造成地球灾难性的啊这些事件。
And we have learned any little changes in the space, it could create some natural disasters for the earth.
啊，所以呢，啊，这里说神立了地的柱子，让这个柱子不动摇。
So here says God set up his pillars firmly.So that it's upholding the whole earth firmly, stably.
那我们啊，如果也能够像这个柱子在神的面前不动摇，那不是啊，可以啊，不是一件很美妙的事情吗
？And spiritually, if we are like the pillars, standing upright and firmly in spirit, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
我们来看耶利米书第一章十八节。
So let's turn to Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章十八节。
第几节？
十八节。
Verse 18, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 18.
十八节，看啊，我今日使你成为坚城铁柱、铜墙， 与是全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司并地上的众民反对。
Verse 18, For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land.
在这里我们看到，神可以让耶利米好像一根铁柱一样。
Here God says to Prophet Jeremiah that he could make him just like a fortified city, an iron pillar.
那个铁柱啊，那所以呢，这个铁柱可以抗拒这些敌人的攻击了。
An iron pillar that can withstand the attacks of all enemies.
那当然神也叙述这个得胜的百姓在他的殿里面要成为柱子。
And God also described that his.Victorious people will be like the pillars as well.
我们来看启示录三章十二节。
Let's turn to Revelation, Book of Revelations, Chapter 3, Verse 12.
三章十二节。
Chapter 3, Verse 12.
十二节，这里说得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出来。我又要将我神的名和我城的名。
Verse 12, He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
在这里呀，是神借着约翰写给腓拉铁腓教会的信。
So this is the
第七节。
This is the revelation that God told the elder John to the church in Philadelphia.
那在这里呢，鼓励信徒要能够站立得住。
So here, God encouraged the members in the Philadelphia church to stand firm like the pillar.
第十节说要忍耐遵守神的道。
In verse 10, he encouraged people to keep his commandments, to persevere.
如果能够坚持到底，
if they could persevere till the end,
这样子呢，神就要让他成为神殿中的柱子了。
If they could overcome all the trials, then they will become the pillar in the temple of God.
也就是说，在神的面前，他们可以站住来服侍神。
In other words, they will be the one who could, to stand firm in front of God and continue to serve Him.
因为他们像神一样能够遵行他的这些道理，他的真理啊。
For those are the one who truly could continue to obey His commandments and observe all His decrees.
可以紧紧地抓住神的所设立的这一切标准。
They are the one who hold firm, uphold all the standards of God.
这样子，当神来到世上审判的时候呢？
Then when God comes to judge again,
他们不会消化。
They will not be dissolved.
反而能够站立得住。
Instead.They will withstand all the trials, overcome the trials, and stand firm.
所以呢，接下来诗人在第四节。
So back to Psalm 75, verse 4.
到第七节。
Verse 5 through 4, 7.
就是在劝勉这个听到这首诗歌的人呢。
Therefore, the psalmist continued to encourage the audience.
叫他们不要狂傲了，不要把这个脚高举。
The psalm author encouraged the audience, do not be proud and be puffed up, do not lift up the horn, instead needs to be humbled.
这个角呢，在圣经里面的叙述就是野牛的角。
The horns are the horns on the ox.
Oxen. 那这个角呢，就是野牛的荣耀。
And the ox represents the ox.Since glory, the bull's glory.
那什么时候这些牛才有办法把它的脚举起来啊？
And when can the bulls lift up their horns?
就是他们没有被人家附在轭下面的时候啦。
When they are being when they are not being yoked to labor，
我们可以看呢、啊，被这个带着这个轭的啊，这个牛啊，它的头啊是很难抬起来的。
If you pay attention and observe the the oxen who work in the field when they are being yoked to work in the field。They could not lift up their horns.
所以呢，这个所代表的就是这个野牛的荣耀，代表的它的力气，代表它的胜利。
So the horns symbolizes the pride, the glory, the it's the strength and power of the bulls.
在撒母耳记上的第二章第一节。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 2.
这个是。这个哈拿的祷告。
This is the, part of the prayer of Hannah's prayer.
二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
这里中文的第三句话了，说我的脚因主高举。
The second statement that Hannah said, My horn is exalted in the Lord.
那为什么哈拿做这样的祷告呢？
So how...Why would Hannah say that? Hannah said, "My horn is exalted in the Lord."
因为当哈拿愁苦的时候，她向神祈求。
This is when Hannah was in despair, praying to God.
那因为呢，她先生的另外一个太太啦，常常的欺负她。
Because she was often bullied by her husband's other wife because of her infertility.
因此呢，她就向神祈求，求神赐给她一个孩子。
So she prayed to God.To bless her with a child.
因此呢，神应许她的祷告，她就生了一个儿子。
God answered to her prayer, and she had a boy.
这就是撒母耳了。
And that is Prophet Samuel.
她向神称颂，向神感谢。
So she sang praise to God and offered her thanksgivings to God.
因为神让她得了一个男孩，因此呢，她今天。头可以抬起来了。
God enabled her to have a child, a boy, and therefore she can finally lift up her head.
她的她不再在她不需要在这个她先生的另外一个妻子面前感到羞愧了。
She no longer need to endure the insults.From the other wife of her husband.
但是呢，这个狂傲的人、凶恶的人，他举脚代表的就是他的傲慢呢。
So on the other hand, the horns of the evil would be symbolizing the pridefulness.
在第五节这边最后一句话特别提到说，挺着颈项说话。
Back to Psalm 75 verse 5, described that the horns.Of the wicked will be like this. The wicked will be the stiff-necked people.
那这个就好像当时候哈拿的对头，就是他先生的另外一个妻子，常常欺负他那样子的意思了。
Just like Hannah's opponent, her husband's other wife often bullied her, and she was like those stiff-necked people.
因为呢，她能够生小孩，能够生许多的小孩，她觉得非常的荣耀因此就轻看哈拿呢。
Since she was able to bear children, therefore she became prideful, and therefore that became her her way to bully Hannah.
并且呢，对她说话呢，非常的不客气。
So she was often very rude.And mean to Hannah.
常常的刺激这个 Hannah.
She would often provoke Hannah.
那这里是在告诉我们的，就是一个骄傲的人，很可能都是有类似这样的行为。
So that tells us that those prideful people oftentimes will have the very similar behavior.
那甚至于可能甚至于藐视天上的神啊。
To the point that they will even be contemptuous.To God.
那这个诗篇的作者就告诉警告这些人你们要小心不要这样子了。
Therefore, this is the warning from the psalmist to the people: Do not be proud.
因为你们要记得第六节、第七节这个诗人在提醒，要记得神他终究要做审判的，他会做决定的。
So So the author of the psalm reminds people the consequence of pridefulness, especially in verse 7. God will judge eventually.
使人降卑、使人升高的这一切的权柄都在神的手中。
God is the judge, and he will be able to put down anyone or exalt another one at his own will.
在以斯帖记就记载了这么一个人啊，这位哈曼。
In the book of Esther, recording a character called Haman.
这个哈曼呢，非常的傲慢啊，因为这个王呢很喜欢他。
Haman was a very arrogant person because he was in a very important position right next to the king, and king likes him.
所以呢，他要所有的人呢，都在他的面前跪下来，跪拜他。
So, he wants everybody, when they come see him, they need to bow down to him.
那但是呢，这个莫迪改啊，就是不愿意。
But Mordecai will not do it.
因为莫迪改是信神的人，他不跪拜人的。
Because Mordecai only bowed down to God, he will not bow down to anyone else.
所以我们就可以想象当时的哈曼他的傲慢把自己也几乎拉升到像神一样呢。
So Haman was so proud, he put himself as equal as God.
因此他就记恨这个莫迪改，想要杀他。
And because Mordecai was not obedient to him, so he saw Haman hated Mordecai.
甚至于到最后，他想要这个灭绝所有的这个犹大人。
To a point, Haman wanted to wipe out the whole Israelites.
但是呢，后来结果是他自己蒙羞，被挂在他自己所设的这个木架上。
At the end, Haman brought destruction to himself.
那个莫迪改呢反而取代了他成为这个大臣呢。
And instead, Mordecai replaced Haman and became the important, important person for king.
那同样的是类似的事情也发生在但以理的身上。
Similar things happened to Daniel.
同样的我们也看到神怎么样的高举约瑟。
And same thing happened to Joseph. We could see that how God exalted Joseph.
那我们也看到神怎么样舍弃扫罗王而高举了大卫王。
We also saw how God forsake Saul and anointed David.
所以从这个历史这些事情不断的在告诉我们这些是掌握在神的手中。
So the lessons of the history often repeats itself to tell us who is the true boss.
所以呢
God is our true God.
所以呢我们的确要谨慎小心。
So we should be very careful and be mindful about.
第八节这里叙述用这个神手中的酒杯来叙述神是怎么样惩罚恶人。
And verse 8 use the cup in God's hand to describe God's judgment.
那我们来看一个例子。
So let's look at one example in the Bible.
我们来看耶利米书48章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 48.
耶利米书48章这里是有关摩押的预言。
This is a judgment about Moab.
那神告诉摩押人这样说。
So God told the people in Moab.
那我们来看26节。
Let's read verse 26.
26节。
Verse 26.
26节你们要使摩押沉醉因他向主夸大，他要在自己所吐之中打滚，又要被人耻笑。
26 made him drunk because he exalted himself against the Lord. Moab shall wallow in his vomit, and he shall also be in the risen.
那这个就是神手中愤怒的杯。
And this is the cup of wrath in God's hands.
那喝了这杯里面的酒，结局就是 蒙受极大的损失了，损害。
And so, for those who are proud, they will have to taste the consequence drinking that cup from God's hand.
那在启示录也有类似的记载。
There is similar recordings in the book of Revelation.
就是到最后神大怒的酒要给那些恶人来喝。
In the book of Revelation also prophesies that at the end days, the wicked, the evil, will drink the cup of wrath from God's hand.
我们来看启示录十四章第十节。
That's recorded in Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章第十节。
Chapter 14 verse 10.
这里说，这人也必喝神大怒的酒，此酒真在神愤怒的杯中，存于不杂。他要在圣天使和羔羊面前，在火与硫磺之中受痛苦。
Verse 10, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation.
那这人是谁呢？
Who is this person that is being described here?
第九节这里说，若有人拜兽和兽像，在额上或在手上受了印记。
Those are the ones as described in verse 9. Anyone worship the beast and his image and receive his mark on his forehead or on his hand.
这个就是那些去拜这个毁谤神的这个兽的那些人呢。
In other words, those people who need to drink the wine of the wrath of God is the people who worship the beast who slander God.
就是成为神的敌人。
In other words, they became the enemies of God.
那他们最后就是要喝神的这个愤怒的酒。
And therefore, consequently, they will have to taste the the cup of wrath from God.
那他们的结局就是在火与硫磺之中受痛苦。
And their result, they would have to suffer, in verse 10, in the fire and be tormented with fire and brimstone.
但是第诗篇七十五篇第九节。
But back to Psalm 75 verse 9.
但是这个诗人他要做什么呢？
But what would the psalmist do?
这个诗人说，我要宣扬直到永远，我要歌颂雅各的神。
So while the wicked have to taste the judgment and the cup of wrath, here the psalm says, I will declare forever, sing praise to God.
在这里就是不断的宣告神奇妙的作为，就是神的拯救以及神的审判。
The psalmist will continue to declare the deliverance of God.And sing praises to God.
愿意尊重神、接受神救恩的人，就是被神高举了。
For those who believed in God and observe and obey God's commandment and declare and continue to testify for God, those will be exalted by God.
那些不愿意接受神甚至于反抗神的人终究。就要因着他们的恶来得到他们的报应。
And for those who reject God and even became enemies of God, they will be cut off and they will taste the judgment from God.
那义人在神的国度里面就可以欢喜快乐永远的歌颂天上的神。
The horns of the righteous will be exalted. The righteous will be able to rejoice in the heavenly kingdom with God.And while the wicked will be cut off.
好，那所以第十节其实说实在的这是神的话语。
So verse 10 is the words of God.
恶人一切的脚我要砍断，唯有义人的脚必被高举。
God says, all the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted.
这是神永恒不变的道理啊。
And this is the truth of God, and that will never change.
就是他的原则了。
And this is his principle that will never change.
这就是他奇妙的作为啊。
And this is his wonders of work.
愿我们大家都能够欢喜快乐的来称颂神奇妙的作为。
So we hope every one of us will be able to rejoice and proclaim God's wondrous work.
我们真的不是很希望去常常的老是要告诉人哎呀，你这样子这个会受审判会下地狱
We really don't like to always tell people like, don't do this, and otherwise you'll go to hell.
因为这个人听了也会很厌烦
Because people don't like to hear that either.
我们自己也都是很喜欢听好听的话。
Because most people want to hear something that is pleasant.
所以呢，我们更重要的就是常常叙述你愿意来接受耶稣就可以得到永生了。
So we also always want to hear the pleasant affirmations that if we can come and proclaim God's grace and God's righteousness.
那我们也愿意常常听到鼓励，就是我们要不断的来寻求神，来明白神、认识神，按照他的话语来生活呢。
So the pleasant encouragement will be.Come closer to God, listen to God's words, and then stand firm in God.
因为神是爱我们的所以呢我们按照他的话去做是不会有错的。
Because God's love, if we do what he says, then we will not go wrong.
因为他所预备给我们的是完美是美好的。
What he prepared for us is wonderful and perfect.
所以求神帮助我们，让我们朝上看。
So may God help us, so we can fix our eyes for on above.
让我们能够倾心寻求神。
So that we can pour our hearts to pursue after Him.
那我们早上就用这一段诗篇跟大家一起学习。
So this morning we use Psalm 75 as our mutual encouragement.
那我们现在一起跪下祷告。
We are going to kneel down and pray to conclude.
我们祈求神帮助我们，让我们都能够在神的面前成为义人。
So let's ask God to help us so that we can all become righteous in front of Him.
让我们能够坚立一直到永远。
So that we can stand firm until ever.
我们也继续为身体亲爱的弟兄姐妹代祷。
Continue to pray for those who are in need.
也为这个教会的各样事工来代祷。
Pray for all the holy work at church.
也为我们今天的聚会来代祷。
Pray for the afternoon service as well.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。